Chapter 63. Who is this who comes from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? This who is glorious in his clothing, marching in the greatness of his strength? I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why are you red in your clothing, and your garments like him who treads in the wine vat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the peoples there was no man with me. Yes, I trod them in my anger, and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled on my garments, and I have stained all my clothing. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation to me, and my wrath it upheld me. I trod down the peoples in my anger, and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I will make mention of the loving kindness of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, Surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit in the midst of them? Who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses? Who divided the waters before them to make himself an everlasting name? Who led them through the depths as a horse in the wilderness, so that they didn't stumble? As the cattle that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused them to rest. So did you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and see from the habitation of your holiness and of your glory. Where are your zeal and your mighty acts? The yearning of your heart and your compassion is restrained toward me. For you are our father, though Abraham doesn't know us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, Lord, are our father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name. O Lord, why do you make us to err from your ways, and harden our heart from your fear? Return for your servants' sake the tribes of your inheritance. Your holy people possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your sanctuary. We are become as they over whom you never bear rule, as those who were not called by your name.